Well, Karen, another win then.
Yes, fantastic. It was a very tough game, so we're incredibly pleased with the win. It was 21-3 in the end, which did reflect the game. I think we probably had more possession than Bristol, but made a series of handling errors and small mistakes that just meant that we struggled to turn pressure into points in the first half, but got a little bit more into our stride in the second half.
When I spoke to Jen on Thursday nights, I was suggesting there might be a bit of ring rustiness, really, because, of course, it's been 3 weeks since you played as a team, even though a lot of you have played international stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that showed today. It's probably why things at times didn't quite go to plan. Not only have we not been playing with each other in the last 3 or 4 weeks, but we've also not trained because all the internationals have been away at camp. And that definitely showed a bit in the result today.
But nonetheless, a win's a win. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, fantastic. I think that makes it 8 from 8 so far this season. We've got one more match next week against Thurrock to lead us into Christmas. So hopefully we can continue our winning streak through to Christmas.
Is that Jen sat next to you? I can't quite tell from it. It is.
Yeah.
Hi, Jen, your perspective on it then. We spoke obviously on Thursday night. You said it could be a tricky game because after all, Bristol were fourth. They were no mugs.
Yeah. Like Karen said, I think moves that we were being able to pull off quite easily before the break weren't happening for us today. So I think we just had to adapt a little bit. But it could have been quite easy to fall apart, but I think we just managed to keep it together and just play simple rugby in the end, really, was how we won. So we weren't playing with the same flair that we were before the break, but yeah, win's a win, so we're happy with that.
8 from 8, and without in any way sort of being disrespectful to Thurrock, you'd be, I think, reasonably confident of making it 9 from 9 and going into Christmas in very good heart.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Thurrock weren't an easy side to play against, especially their forwards. They had some big players who did cause us quite a few problems, but in the back line, hopefully, we'll be able to dominate them. But it's just one more game to get ourselves up for. But yeah, I'm expecting nothing less than a win with a bonus point. So we'll just see how we get on Sunday now.
Okay, and if we turn back to you, just briefly, in terms of the scoring today, how did it go? Was it tries or was it kicks mainly?
We scored 3 tries and kicked 2 penalties. So the first try came from... I'm trying to remember. I think our first try was from Sam Bree. So we took a good line out, took the ball in as forwards, and then it got recycled out. Sarah Guest made a break through the centres and then offloaded to Sam Bree, who scorched in to score just by the corner flag. And then the second try was we had a scrum on the Bristol 5-metre line, and our front row did an absolutely fantastic job. The whole pack drove over the line and left me as the number 8 to pick the ball up and flop over the line, which was fantastic. So nice pushover try. And then in the second half, I think we had 2 penalties that we kicked in the second half. And then probably a minute from full time, we recycled the ball out to the wing to our returning winger, Lydia Thompson, who's been out for about 6 months, I think, with a nasty ankle injury. And she left everyone for dead and scorched again over the line. So 3 very good tries, actually. Bristol responded with just 1 penalty. But I think I'd reiterate what Jenny said, that Bristol are a very good side, and we certainly had no illusions about how difficult today's game was going to be. And they certainly lived up to our expectations and did play incredibly well. So I'm proud of the girls that we went out there and put 3 good tries in against them.
Well, thank you both very much indeed for your time. Appreciate that. I'm sure it's a bit more elegant than a flop over the line, as you put it. I'm sure it's a bit more classy than that, really. But thank you both very much, and I hope you have a good one next weekend as well.
Okay, right, cheers, thanks Trevor. Very much. Cheers, thanks. Bye, Trevor.